From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. A powerful cold front has produced an intense squall line of thunderstorms overnight across the Gulf of Mexico and in the Florida Panhandle. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says that front will sweep across the entire state today, bringing with it the potential to produce damaging winds and even a few tornadoes.
There's a tremendous amount of wind aloft with this storm system, and when those thunderstorms arrive, those winds could gust up to 60 miles per hour at the surface. That could certainly cause some significant damage in a few areas. And I can't rule out an isolated tornado or two. Those chances are a little higher on the eastern side of the peninsula.
Jeff says the storms will arrive in our area between 8 and 11 p.m. this evening, and urges everyone to consider where they will be at those times and where they could go for shelter. And Miami is the backyard of the Caribbean, and it's National Poetry Month. So naturally, there's a convening that will blend South Florida's Caribbean roots over food and prose. Oh Miami, the annual poetry festival, is hosting Sangam Garden, a five-course dinner that explores the narratives of Caribbean and South Indian flavors through food and, of course, poetry. Jamaican poet Aishan Hutchinson will read from a collection of his poems. He says food and poetry are a natural pairing.
Poet tries to build a communion between different people, strangers, friends, and so on, and share in this banquet of language. Food is a form of language, a form of communication, something that brings people together.
The plant-based dinner by Miami chefs Matthew Webb and Anita Sharma and poetry reading will take place Saturday at Naomi's Garden in Liberty City. You can find out more at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Lily Oppenheimer.